Mohibullah is covered with dust and sweat as he and his wife hurry to make their way from Waziristan to the hospital in Banu City. They travel as quickly as they can because they must be off the road before dark. The army has imposed a curfew in North Waziristan, and residents are only allowed to leave their homes for a few hours each day. Because the area is so vast, this curfew effectively traps civilians in the middle of the military offensive.
There is a curfew in Waziristan, but my wife and I traveled for 24 hours.
Explains Ula.
She was in labor, but our child died on the way. Our child died because we could not get here in time. I saw many other patients lying on the road, and dead bodies lying on the road. People don't have anything there in Waziristan, and badly need transport to leave the area safely.
On this day, hundreds of other families also rush to reach safety in nearby Banu City. Almost all of them are thirsty and tired as they walk in scorching heat for hours on end. Noor Khan has long hair and a beard and looks like a Taliban militant. A woman and a girl sit behind him as he drives his motorcycle too fast along the road. Like Mohibullah, only Khan speaks to us. Women here don't speak to men outside their families.
One of my twin daughters died on our way to the hospital because of the curfew in Waziristan. Her mother walked along with her daughter in terrible condition. My daughter died because there is no health facility there. I traveled for 8 hours by motorbike to try to save her.
Cultural traditions in the tribal areas prevent women and girls from seeking medical care from male doctors, even while there is a shortage of local female doctors. In fact, most women in North Waziristan don't leave their homes at all, even if they're ill. For pregnant women, this means no prenatal care and a very long journey when labor begins. Dr. Mehtab Shaheen is a physician at the Women and Children's Hospital in Banu. For the past 2 months, she's overseen the care of more than 600 women and children a day.
Cough, diarrhea, and heat stroke are common among the children. They are extremely exhausted after making their way out of the area. And the OBGYN patients are in severe abdominal pain because almost all of them are full term. They only reach us after a long journey.
The mountainous North Waziristan has long been a safe haven for Taliban and Al-Qaeda militants. In June, the Pakistani military kicked off an offensive to eradicate the group from the area. According to the Pakistan Army, more than 900 militants have been killed to date. Locals, however, add that thousands of civilians have also been killed in the operation. The military has set up checkpoints to intercept militants trying to leave the region, but Taliban members slip through, hiding among the internally displaced people seeking refuge outside the offensive zone. On condition of anonymity, a former Taliban militant says he can see
many Taliban militants roaming around here and there out of Waziristan. They've shaved heads and beards and live like other normal IDPs. They killed government employees and their rivals in Waziristan, and now they receive the financial support of the government. Now, we have put our guns down and don't fight anymore.
While this man is no longer with the militant group, active members say that they will continue to carry out attacks on government and military officials. The government has beefed up security in nearby cities, but as long as the offensive continues and the curfew remains in place, the people of Waziristan remain either trapped or forced to attempt the arduous journey to relative safety. I'm Lewis Reining, reading for FSRN's Gabe Matthews in Banu, Pakistan.